Good morning, our Mishnayos begin Masechta Erechin this morning, and the Mishnah tells us as follows, that Hakol Marichim, everybody has the ability to say the value of so-and-so becomes a responsibility that I have to towards Hektish. And anyone can be the one about whom the estimation is established. No drim v'nidarim. Any person can take a neder and say the value of somebody is upon me, not just the erech, but the value. V'nidarim, and somebody can be the one who says dama v'alai. It doesn't matter whether you're kohanim u'levim v'yisraelim nashim v'abadim. It doesn't matter male female. It doesn't matter kohen levi Yisrael. It doesn't matter whether you're a slave. Tumtum v'androgynous, nodrim v'nidarim umarichim. Right? And as far as a tumtum and an androgynous, where we're not sure whether they are male or female, we can say their value is upon us, and they can do the same, and they can also say that they are accepting the responsibility to give Hakdash the value of an individual, avalon ne'arachim, but someone can't say about to the tumtum and the androgynous that their value is upon the shoulders, that their erchin is on the shoulders, she'eno ne'arach elu zachar vada yunekeva vadois, because you have to understand that only a zachar and a nekeva, because the Torah tells us specifically that we need to realize v'hayar erkecha ha-zachar, or v'hayar ve'im nekevahi, right? Each one of those situations is specific. Now, cheirishot v'katan nidarim ne'arachim. You can do it for a cheirishot v'katan and have them be the ones about whom we are speaking, but they don't have the ability to set the erchin, and why is that? Or the nidarim, mipnei shein b'hem das, because they lack the intellectual capacity. And if the child, the baby, is less than 30 days old, you can make a neder for the value of a less than 30-day-old baby, but you can't assume an erchin because the Torah specifically puts the value on the erchin. The Mishnah continues, Hanachri, what about if we have a Nachri, so Meir Omer Nerach. If a Jew comes over and says about the Nachri, Erko Alai, that his value is there, so then we follow his years, and we follow the rules as it's stated in the Torah. Avalo Marich, but if he says he takes the Erechin, it doesn't count. Rabbi Yehuda says, why not? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marich, Avalo Nerach. We say, the guy can say he's going to give the value, but we can't say about him, or he can't say about himself, Erki Alai. And why is there a machlokas over here? So the Gemara explains that we're told Daber al b'nei Yisrael ish kiafli. Daber al b'nei Yisrael means to exclude the Nachrim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Ish kiafli includes everybody, even a Nachri. So Rameir says, the Miat comes to tell us that the guy can't make the Erechin. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the goy can't be a part of the erechin. The rules of neder and nidar are not the same, because the Torah is not specific over there to daber al b'nei Yisrael as opposed to umos ha'olam. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue with the wonderful world of erechin when we meet again tomorrow morning. Chag kasher ubari v'sameach.